Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Welich. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Skaff. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Everett Fagan. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Everett Fagan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chubby Dean. And now, play ball. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball four. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wagner for a passed ball. Cullenbine moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Skaff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skaff hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. one out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Hall reaches second base with a double. Everett Fagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fagan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellage takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to third. Fagan moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Hall scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Fagan moves to third. Wellage moves to second. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripple hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Hockett moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hockett scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Scaff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scaff is 0 for 1 in the game. Scaff hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Suter reaches second base with a double. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rocco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Rocco reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocco moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Mack reaches second base with a double. Rocco scores. Boudreaux moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. Mack scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Lucila now pitching. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dean moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Dean moves to third. Peters moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field. White picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. Dean scores. Peters scores. Heath moves to second. It's 8-1, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Indians. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rocco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lucila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sila hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wellage takes first base on ball 4. Sila moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Sila moves to third. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sila scores. Mayo moves to second. It's 9-2, Indians. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripple hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Mayo scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, Indians. Frank Scaff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scaff is 0 for 2 in the game. Scaff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. It's 9-5, Indians. Mike Namick now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scaff moves to second. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Namick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Namick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Pat Sierra now playing left field. Lou Sciola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sciola is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sciola hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wellage takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Wellage moves to second. Jack Salveson now pitching. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wellage scores. Mayo moves to second. It's 9-6, Indians. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo scores. White moves to second. It's 9-7, Indians. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 7. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Sierra reaches second base with a double. Hockett moves to third. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Scaff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scaff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scaff takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Sciola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sciola is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sciola strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 7. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scaff juggles the ball. That's an error on Scaff. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocco moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Mack reaches second base with a double. Rocco scores. Boudreau moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-7, Indians. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Boudreau scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-7, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hockett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Mack scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-7, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Wellage hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Wellage reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Wellage moves to third. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Wellage scores. Two outs. It's 12-8, Indians. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripple takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 8. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sierra hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Scaff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scaff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Scaff hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Hall reaches second base with a double. Suter moves to third. Dick Siebert pinch hits for Lucilla. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Suter scores. Two outs. It's 12-9, Indians. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Wellage hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 9. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.